We're standing outside of a conference, and you are?
I am Dead Program, a.k.a. Ron Evans in the real world, but on the internet, I am Dead Program. And I am one of the contributors and maintainers of TinyGo.
What is TinyGo?
TinyGo is a Go compiler that is intended for all the small places. Microcontrollers, WebAssembly, all the places where the traditional Go language is too large, meaning executable files are too big.
Okay, so why would a program in Go in the first place?
Well, Go is a very appealing language for a number of reasons. One is that it's a very simple language. There's only, I believe, 26 keywords. Also, the reason why people use Go is generally for concurrency programming. It uses a model that's known as CSP, which is created by Tony Hoare. It's basically a way of writing concurrent code in a very simple way using channels. So most people who write Go code, who use the main Go interpreter, or interpretation, that's not an interpreter, but implementation, that's what I mean to say. If you use this main Go implementation, you're using Go because you want to run very efficiently on multi-core machines while using all of the cores. So that's one of like the primary use cases. But the language itself is quite appealing, and its concurrency model is quite appealing. So we thought, why can't we run Go on the smallest of chips, microcontrollers? I mean, if you can run Python or JavaScript on a microcontroller, you certainly should be able to run Go. Well, of course, those are famous first words that start a whole adventure of software development. TinyGo originally is created by my colleague, Ike van Lathem, who's a very gifted programmer out of the Netherlands. I discovered the project about a year and a half ago, and I guess I'm like the first crazy dancer. Never mind all those thousands of lines of code I also wrote. That was my alter ego. So TinyGo uses the Go compiler to then compile Go into LLVM. LLVM is a framework for creating compilers, and it's what's being used by a few languages that people might have heard of, like Swift or Rust. So it's a very robust and mature set of tools for building compilers. So we take the Go compiler toolchain, we parse the Go code, and we turn it into what's known as the SSA, or single static assignment form, which is its most reduced form as a language. Then TinyGo takes that and converts it into LLVM intermediate representation, or IR. That's what LLVM uses to then compile for whatever target architecture and process. That's why we can compile our code for even the smallest of microcontrollers, which I think at this point is an ATtiny85. It's an AVR microcontroller that has an 8-bit processor and only 8K of RAM.
So how would that compare to, say, something written in C using the ID given by the...
Well, you know, nobody ever got fired for choosing C to do embedded systems. But let's just say that, you know, C is a language that is definitely showing the stress of being... you know, morphed into way more things than I think it was originally intended to do. You know, of Unix System 5 programming, basically. Sidebar, I have a first edition Kernighan and Ritchie book that I did not buy brand new. It was not used, but it was new, but I didn't buy it when it first came out. Like, you could buy those books new in bookstores for years after it came out. No one cared. You know, it's amazing. You know, now, of course, the world runs on C, you know, if you're talking about embedded systems. Well, but there's a lot of easy mistakes to make in C that have resulted in some fairly spectacular exploits and some really, you know, tragic dysfunction as far as the internet infrastructure we all count on. So, you know, C is a language which I think teaches us some of the next things to do, but, you know, so-called modern programming, modern software engineering involves certain